Zayin Magal, if we're holding in the Ran, where he says, "Vehikshar Rash Bazal." If you can mute your phone, we won't hear any background noise.
Okay.
Very good. Picture Rash Bazal. So it's in the narrow, it's in the medium sized lines of the about halfway down. So Amaya Minan the Hafora Kamaisa Batlalo. We're saying over here he did one Hafora and then a Hekim. And then even though you're Sharl on the Hekim, the original Hafora is gone. So Rashi says, "I don't understand."
The first person or the second?
The four of the first person is bottle, and it cannot be connect with the post sheela hafor of the second person. Right. So why is that? The alabasa the itchel al hakamosay. After the chacham is matter the hakama. We have a rule that kima the chacham oikras and neder meikaroi her kilo loy hekim klal. The same way the way hatara works on a neder is if there never was a neder. So hatara works on a hekim as if there never was a hekim. How do we know that the chacham's process totally removes the neder as if it never existed? Now, the Gersh on the side says, "B'chidatanya, the parakam madur dafayin dalid." The makadosh is to each almanash in the door. A person is a makadosh woman on the condition that she does not have any nedorim. V'nimsa alel nedorim, and it kedushas. It turned out that she did have, so the tanai was not fulfilled. The kedushin is invalid. Holchol if nechacham hitira. If she goes to a chacham who's matter the netter, raise him a kudeshus. So the maisa kedushin has to take effect at the time of the maisa kedushin. She had the dorim then. Now she's matter the netter, and we say the kedushin is valid. The kedushin can't be valid from this point and onwards. It has to be valid from the time of the kedushin. She had the dorim. The answer is that the chacham is erker the netter as if it never existed. So now, retroactively, we realize that at the time of the Maaseh Kedushin, there were no nedarim. So therefore, the Kedushin is chal. The chashin lo kilo lo hoyo leal nedarim klal b'shas Kedushin. So we consider as if there never was a netter. So hachinami lebosad itchel. After he's over here, when he's shayl on the hakama, netzel haygaver kilo lo hekim me'olam. So it should turn out as if there never was hakama. So once there never was hakama, so the original fara should be valid. That's the Rashba's kasha. Zokteran, v'ledidi lav kusha hikla. I don't see the question. The kedushin mitakshu ma'isa gomer. There's a full ma'isa kedushin done over there, which has the power to make a chalois of kedushin. Salvagab the chol kozman shelo hitira loy chayli ki hitira arminan digloy milsa demikora chayli. So the kedushin really is the mitzad, the action. It's a full action and has the full power to create a kedushin, and there's this impediment which we're able to remove as if it wasn't there, and therefore the this powerful act of kedushin could take effect. The chad mehani is kol shalotfei. The four of one person didn't do anything. The babi naf shalav midihi el b'tzufa de'irach. On its own, it doesn't do anything. It needs to only. It only works in conjunction with the other hafora. The filu b'tzufa de'irach l'mahani kol zman she'en amriyim li'tar b'yachad. And furthermore, it only works as long as there's element of being simultaneous. For example, chidatanya, Tehever echad mehenu meis. But la haforosa. So let's say the father was mefer, and before the husband was mefer, the father died, and then the husband's mefer. So it doesn't work. I both were mefer. By the time of the hafora of the husband, the father's hafora was no longer here because the father died. So it comes out the hafora is not this freestanding reality which exists. It only is awaiting the combination to allow it to take effect. But on its own, it has no power to take effect. Even before the hakama, that hafora is very limited, very weak. So the hakama undermines the whole state of hafora. It's equivalent of if the person had died. There's nothing to be mitzarif to. So once it cannot be mitzarif, it's like it doesn't exist. So even later on, you take away the hakama. Take away the hakama. But the problem is not that the hakama is the problem, is that the hafora became totally unempowered. So you cannot reinstate the power of the hafora. And that's the problem that Ron says.
I wouldn't say that's no question at all.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, something more. Narmarasa, holding by the halfway down the page in the Gemara. Narmarasa, Avio Bala Mefirin Nidareha. So the law is that the hafara is done in conjunction between the two parties. The Gemara says, Manolan, how do we know that that's how the Torah deals with this situation? So, Amar Rava, Amar Rava, Amar Kra. So the pasuk says, thank you. So in Parshas, beginning of Parshas Matos, where the Torah presents the Parsha of Neder and the Parsha of Hafora. So in Kapitel Lamed, Pasuk Zayin, so the pasuk thing is it says if the husband hears it and he's quiet, the nedarim are effective. If he hears it and he's mefer, so it's batal. So now, this case over here, Lashon Hayosi Eliyish, is not a Lashon of Nisuan, it's a Lashon of Eris. Like we through almost at the Kedushin, we understand that the Havaya is the Kedushin. Later on, by Pasuk Yud Aleph, it talks about Beis Isha Nadora, Beis Isha Nadora, that's a Nisuan, she's already moved into the husband's Rishus totally. That's in basic, but that's pasuk yudalev. But over here, this pasuk just says just havaya alone gives the husband the power of hafora. Okay. Now, how do we know it's together with the father? That the more is going to have to work out. Mikan lenara marasa shaviyu bala mefir in the derech. So the more says no. Let's take it step by step. Probably puts the aim on. Okay. Maybe a high crab in the sewer. See, maybe it's referring to the sewer. Or see, mission in the sewer. Crab in the sea. We in basically shot the door. That's the pasuk in basically shot. Okay. The Mor says, okay, the aim of Tavayah but Nesuah. No, maybe both Psukim are referring to Nesuah, Pasuk Zion and Pasuk Yud Aleph. Maybe what are you two Psukim for that purpose? So I'll answer you. Alamadi the Maimar. Shane, the more answer Shane Abal Mefer Bekoidman. So the pasuk says, "Mirsiel leish the hazik can be mefer." That's the first pasuk. So that tells me the suin the hazik can be mefer. The next pasuk says, "In beish yeshanah doro." That, however, it's only if the neder took place while she's with the husband. But the dorm which she brings in prior to the marriage is called kaidman. The baal cannot be made for kaidman. We saw in the Mishnah and the Ran said that in the case of Nar Marosa that he could be made for kaidman. But now we're suggesting that there's no din of Nar Marosa. There's a din of just on the suah which is told the rishus of the husband. In that situation, the husband cannot be made for a kodman. That's the purpose of the second pasuk. The Mora says that. So you're saying that. The first pasuk tells me that the baal can be made for ben nesua. The second pasuk tells me not kaidman. The more it says, "Well, lama meila shemata mina." We don't need two pasukim for that. Just with the second pasuk, which will tell me that he can be made for, and it says in basically the shanadara, which means he can't be made for ben kaidman. The Torah had no need to write two pasukim to do that. Okay. Or the second answer, like we said, is that the word indicates kedushin and not nesuin. So I don't need two psukim for nesua. Number one, and number two, the word havaya sounds like kedushin. Okay, so we know this pasuk is referring to the case of Arison, and there's a din of the baal can be made for by Arusa. The Mora says, "Ema av lechudei mefer." And now the next question, which I have, that maybe we're being mechadish that the husband can be made for as well, but the av still has the power to be made for by himself in a case where she's a nara, so she's still brishus av. The fact that she's an arusa doesn't take away the father's power to do that. So in Cain, Vasra Yisar Beis Avia Yonio Yisar Lomali. So the pasuk which says before that the father can be made for when she's not married, what's that about? Hashi Yeshlam B'Malkam Oris made for Av L'Chudei Shlom B'Malkam Oris Miboy. So if the father can be made for even in the case of Arison, the father still has the power of Afora. So obviously if there's no Arison, the father has the power of Afora. So must be that the father does not have the power of Afora alone now that she's in Arusa. So you're supposed to tell me if there's no Oris, the father has the full power of Hafor. If there is an Oris, he needs to be with Oris. The Mora says, but okay, Ema Avli Boy Oris, V'Oris Lichudei Mefer. So maybe, yes, you've proven that the Av cannot do it alone in the situation of Arison. Because if he could, you'd have the Kalva Chaimer. So when there's no Arison, the father can do it by himself. When there's Arison, the father needs the Baal. He needs the Oris. But maybe the Oris can do it himself. If the Oris could do it himself, so then what? And the father cannot do it without the Oris. So what does it mean that the father does it with the Oris? Without the Oris, the father can't do it without the Oris. He must have the Oris, and the Oris doesn't need the father. So just do the Oris and fade out the father. The Mora says no. Me boy, the hakim is hakim. But it is relevant to the father that even though the Oris can do it himself, if the father's make him, the Oris can't do it. The father is relevant for Hakama. So we need the father's agreement that he shouldn't do Hakama. So we're left with the possibility that the Oris can be made for himself. He does not need the father. The father cannot be made for by himself. He needs the Oris. But the Oris can do it himself. Just if the father's making him, the Oris can't do it. So more answer like this. In Cain, that the Oris can do it himself without the father. It probably he puts in the word ve'im. Ve'im based Yishon Nadora Lamai Kosev. So the pasuk later on, we talked about the case of Nesuin. What's that about? Kabbal Karmer. Umam Malkam Av Oris May for the Chudei. Shalom Malkam Av Boy. So, if you're assuming right now that the husband can do it himself without the father, even by case of Erisin, so for sure in the case of Nesuin, the father loses all rights to the daughter after Nesuin. So for sure that the Baal can do it by himself. So what's the pasuk be mechadish to me?
Well, can't we say that the father has no hakama? That's just too harsh because she's totally out of control.
She's not totally out of control. So the father, and the Pasuk's point is not so much about the father, it's about the Baal. Pasuk says, he can be made for. Of course, he can be made for. Right? If the point is, Lafuk the Av, you don't tell me that the Baal can be made for, you tell me that the father can't be. So Morris says, no. Ve'ema. Maybe I should tell you. In basic shanadora, learner shena bal mefer bekoidman. Maybe the purpose of that pasuk is to tell me that you want to know what is nesuin different than erisin. By nesua, he cannot be mefer bekoidman. Uminei oris mefer bekoidman, but an oris could be mefer bekoidman. So that's what that second pasuk is teaching me. That's what I just said. There was once he did a suin where the pasuk says in Beis Shonador, it's only in the dorm which took place. She's already Beis Yisho, she's already in the suah, which means any netter from beforehand, the Baal has no power to be made for. But if we're saying right now that Oris can do it himself, and really you can learn out Nesuin from Erisin, but we're being doicha, then we're saying, so what do you need the second pasuk for? To tell me that there's no kaidman. Well, if an Oris can't do the kaidman, so again, I don't need to tell me the Nesuin can't do the kaidman. But if you tell me the Oris could do the kaidman, so I need to say, but by Nesuin, it can't do the kaidman. And that's the pasuk coming to tell me.
So the more says,
but how could that be? How could the Oris be better than the Nesuin? Elav mishum the shutu say the av. So the more says, once you're deriving from this pasuk that an Oris can be made for b'kaidman, the only way that's logical to understand that he should have more power of a fora than a Nesuin. Which say if his power of afora comes from the relationship between him and his wife, then the Nesuin's power is much stronger than the Erisin's power, just an Oris's power. So how can a Nasui not be made from a Kedman and an Oris yes be made from a Kedman? The answer is that the power of the Oris to be made for is in conjunction with the father. Not from his relationship. And since the father, the father, there's no such thing as kaidman. All the dorim are b'rishusai. So the Baal connects to the power of the Av and is made for as well. So from that you just were doicha and said to me, maybe the Kiddush of Pasuk is the din of kaidman, that itself is my raya, that the Oris's power that is not on his own, it's only in conjunction with the father. So that's how we know that the Oris needs the father. Okay.
So there's a window after Jerusalem before Kedushin where
before Nesuin
where he can
Correct. Well, if in the case where she's an Aramaros, in the case she's a Begaris, not.
Right, we throw the age of that's unaffected by this discussion.
Right. So, in other words, over there, the father has no power, the Baal has no power either, so he has no power to mefer at that point in time. His power of Hafora will only take effect after Nisuan. Or even by case of Nara, if she had been married and divorced, or married and if she had had Nisuan and then been divorced, she does not go back to Rishus Ahav. So Mela, again, the husband's power of a four will only kick in by Nisuan, and then there's no dedekreitman.
Dafka divorce is not Omana?
Either way, as long as it's from the, after Nisuan. Okay, so that's one answer. The Rebbe Shmuel gives a second answer. Let's tackle some of this around. Okay. So looking at the run of the wide lines, third wide line in the towards the bottom. So this halacha that this is done as a shutvis between the father and the husband. How do we know that? Amar Rava, Amar Kra. Okay. So nearly the Hachakomer. So why do we see in this pasuk that it's a shutvis? We see that yes, like the Gemara is going to point out, this pasuk is referring to Erisin, and he has a power to mefer. Where do you see a shutvis? So Zadaran the Kiman the Linusua Ksiv Kroach Rino. There's another pasuk for Nasu and Dahino, the pasuk of Imbesi Shonodoro. Come on. So Al Karchachon, hi, Berusim Isukma. The Shaykh Krav Nasu Alamali. So we have to assume this pasuk is referring to Erisim because you don't need to psukim for Nasu. Well, now, if the Arus has the power, and that's not the same thing as the power of the Nisuan. So what's different between an Erisin and a Nisuan? If they're the same, you don't have to write Nisuan either. So the Kima de Verusa Masukum Akarchan Islam the member of the Vav Moisa Belinyan Rishon. The Vav over here is a connector Vav. The previous pasuk says that the father was Meini, which is Lashon Hafora. Then he says, and if the husband hears, he's mefer. So we understand the vav over here is the vav of connecting loymer shaviyo bala mefir in the derel. It means together they do it. Was he sharper? Berusa, that makes sense by Berusa. The concept makes sense. Keep it the Berusa lo yotzam mishusahav, because by Berusa the lochah she's still mishusahav. So therefore, dinu the leifer oris tuchudei. So it makes sense that the oris can't do it himself. So in logic it makes sense. And also in Pshat and the Psukim we're forced to say like that. So if you're telling me that it's not connected and the Oris has his own independent power of Afora, so Krab and Asuad, lovely. So what are the pasuk for the pasuk by Nesuin later on? Hashem be'erusin made for the chudei. Nesuin, boy. He b'shosh and saw hara kaychay. It doesn't make sense that there would be a need for a pasuk by Nesuin. So beside logic, it makes sense that the father maintains the power of Hora. And beside the psukim, it has to be true. Otherwise, we would not need a pasuk for Nesuah. Okay. So that's the Mora's first step. And the Mora is then asks questions to flesh out the thought. It's not really asking, it's just like explaining what you meant. Well, what about, did you, how do you know the pasuk doesn't mean this? How do you know the pasuk doesn't mean that? Explaining it. Umakshi. No, maybe this pasuk is not referring to a case of Eris, it's referring to the case of Nesuin. And it means also by himself. Lomer de Bala Lechudei Mefer. And it means he himself does it. The Vav Moshe William Rishon, Lawyer Minan, like we don't say the Vav Moisiv unless that's clear, in the, that we have a clear indication in the Pesukim that that's what it has to mean. Otherwise you say it's a new thought. Okay. So the whole raya that it means Vav Moisiv is because otherwise we need a pasuk by Nesuin later on. Well, but if that's, if it's talking about Erison, I understand. You could ask, well, if Erison can do it, tell him to sue it. But once you have the pasuk on the sue, so you have no echacha, the Vav Moisiv. There's no echacha in the psukim that it means Vav Moisiv. And in Svara, it doesn't mean it either. Arab Adinu, the Baal, who they made for, and logic says that the Baal should be made for by himself. The Kiman should have sought Nisei, Shuv, and Levi, and Rishuspa. So once it's talking about Nesuin, it's not talking, there's no Vav Moisiv anymore. Hilkoch name of Nesuah Baal Luchudein Lefer Ubarusa, that means Av Luchudein Lefer to by Erisin Lernafkim Rishus Av. So that's the Mora's question. So again, this, the Mora's not really asking, the Mora's just like fleshing out the thought. The Mora says that can't be pshat. We have another pasuk for Nesua. We can assault that to make her, which is what we, which was, that was our original pshat. So the more just going through step by step to clarify how we got to this thought process. Okay, so Morris says it can't be referring to Nesua because you don't need two psukim for Nesua. Morris says maybe you do. Maybe Tarab and Nesua. Maybe both of them are Nesua. Barusa, Loitzarch, Baal, Klal. The father does it by himself without the Baal. Chitame, Trey, Kray, Lomeli. So what do you two psukim by Nesua for? Lomer, Shana, Baal, Mefer, Bekreidman. In other words, Lachi, Hadar, because of being based in Shana, Dara. So the pasuk of Vim Hayosi Eliyish Unre Aleha is referring to Nesuin, and that the husband has a power of a four. Why is the Torah repeated again a second time? To tell me only if the Nedarim took place in the Beis Yishar Lashin and Shein Abal Meifer Nedarim Shekad Mula Kadam Shenasah. So that pasuk of Beis Yishar is Lashmina, that the Baal can't be made for what's beforehand. So Morris says, okay, but you don't need to pesukim for that. Just write the second pasuk. The pasuk of Im Beis Yishar L'chudei Sagi. With that pasuk alone, you have everything you need. The mashma minay the Baal Mefer Shena Mefer Bekardman. So. If both the Talmud and Nesuin, the Torah had no need to write the first pasuk. So therefore, it must be the first pasuk is referring to Erison. The boy is same. Or I'll answer that the first pasuk is talking about Erison because the lashon is the lashon of Havaya. Havaya kedushin mashma. Hilchos hakarka lo mutzis amarta the. So therefore, once that's true, that the pasuk is referring to Erison, so it can't be like you're suggesting the father can be made for by Erison by himself. So lo mutzis amarta the berusa av luchudei mefer. The Havai Kedushin Mashma, Alan Armor Rosted, Sark Bell, Lusagi Babel Kudet. Okay. Now, Zaturan, the Kitam and the Heat, the Havai Kedushin Mashma, you're right that Havai can mean Kedushin. But the Suan Nami Mashma, but Hawaii could also refer to the Suan. The Vivamis, Aminan, the Kaimatamalach Yisoya Rusa, Umukvi Kwad, the Pasuk of Vilach Yisoya Psalach, Ramay Lama Shalah Yisalayish, Mishanisays. So the word Hoysalayish, over there, is referring to the Suan. Alma Hawaii Nami, the Suan Mashma. Vakimin Shekain. Name of the Bain and the Kedushin, Bain and the Suan, Avia Ubala, Mefir and the Dura. So now I should understand this Pasuk of Avaya is referring to the Suan as well. And here we're saying there's a Vav Moisev to tell me that the Father has the power of Afora with him. So less. Can't be. The Pshik Talon, the Kiman Shinitze, Shubain Lavia Rishasba. So first of all, it can't be in logic. The Father has no power to be made for that point in time. Void doxi v'im beis shanadora, the alma baal made for l'chudei. The pasuk in beis shanadora, in the case of the baal does it by himself. So that havamina is not a havamina. Can I hold it here?
By Yivamos, you don't have the two Lashanos. Here you have the two Lashanos. I mean, that juxtaposed, right? To say that, you know, Beis Yisha with the Lashon Havaya, so there's a contrast.
Okay, that's a good point. I think the Ron, since the first Hasmar was using the issue of the Tupsukim, so the Ron one, the Ron or something more is second point. It just stands by itself, without the without even the contrast of the second pasuk. So Ron says that's not true. It's only in conjunction with the second pasuk. So we're back to the first Hertz already. Once you look at the second pasuk, so obviously the first pasuk is referring to, not referring to Nisum. Without the Lashon Havaya, I mean a Kedushin. Now that's, I think, the Ron's, that's the Ron's problem. So the Ron says, the first test of the more is that you have two psukim. The second one is clearly talking about the suan, so most of the first person is referring to Erzin. You don't need two psukim for the suan. Second test of the more says, forget about the second pasuk. The first pasuk alone says Havaya, which means Kedusha. The Ron says, well, I find that Gemara says that Havaya means the suan. So, what are we gaining? So, what's the second tariff to the Gemara? So Russell is suggesting the second tariff to the Gemara is that you're right that Havaya can mean Nisuan sometimes, but over here clearly doesn't mean that because the contrast of the second pasuk referring to Nisuan forces me to say that over here the word Havaya means Eris and not Nisuan. I'm just saying that's really the point of the second tariff is to ignore the second pasuk and still say the pshat in the pasuk. Okay.